This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kig, Kuf Yud Gimel. Let's see again, Sif Zayin. Just to reiterate what we learned. Yesterday we learned in Sif Vav, and we learned in earlier Sifim, that when you bow down, you have to bow until all the vertebrae in the spine are protruding. And it's not enough just to bow your body, but your head should be bent as well. Now, you don't make your body horizontal and parallel to the ground, but it needs to be a deep bow. In Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, Kisha Karea Karea Bebaruch, when you bow by the word Baruch, Ukisha Zoykev Zoykev Bashem. And when you get up by Hashem's name. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kisha Karea, Siv Katin Beis, Kisha Omer Baruch Yichra Beberkov, when you say Baruch, you bend your knees, Ukisha Omer Ata, when you say Ata Yishcha, you bow at She Yispaku Hacholios until all the vertebrae protrude, Ukisha Omer Moidim, when you say Moidim Yichra, Roishai Vigufai Ka'agmaim Vibasa Achas. When you say Moidim, you're not bending your knees. You bend your head and your body like a reed at one time. V'yamoid kach b'shchia. You remain in that state of bowing ad Hashem until you get up to Hashem's name. Meaning, Moidim Anachnu Lach Shoata Hu. Many people, they just bow by Moidim Anachnu Lach. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah said you need to remain in the have a deep bow also when you do the Oysa Shalom. When you take the three steps back, you also remain in this deep bow. So that we saw as well. Okay. Now the question is, when do you get up? When do you bend your knees by Baruch, you bow and you say Ata, do you get up before you say Hashem's name or while you're saying Hashem's name? So interestingly, the Dirshu brings this question. When is the correct time to get up? And he brings different opinions. He says, the Ravya writes, before you become straight, you stand straight. Before you sketa Hashem's name, you straighten out. So that the recitation of Hashem's name is when you're straightened. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings that. The Yisoid B'Shar Shavoida brings that. Reb Chaim Knievsky brings the Rai from the Yushalmi. Ba lahazker es Hashem zoikef. Which means, ad shaloi hizkos Hashem kvar nichas. One is already in a state of awe before they get to Hashem's name. Me'idach, the Archas Chaim of Loneil writes that you should strain yourself out when you say Hashem's name. That's also mashma in Rashi, and Rabbi Yonasan of Luniel brings different opinions. And the Yaivitz interestingly says regarding the bracha of Avos, you straighten out when you say Hashem's name, and legabe moidim, you straighten out before you get to Hashem's name. You hear this? The Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that by Avos you straighten out while, and by Moedim before. I do think the consensus is you straighten out before you get to Hashem's name. You bend your knees, you bow, you straighten out, because you shouldn't be moving while you're saying Hashem's name. That's umipnei shemi nichasu, meaning before even you get to Hashem's name, you're already in reverence. Okay. Zoykev Bashem. Why? Dechsev Hashem Zoykev Kufufim. That's so to speak, it could be read then by the recitation of the name of Hashem, you're already straightened out. By the way, that was the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says the Kriya that you say by Oysa Shalom also should be in a deep bow. Now, just stop when we get to Oysa Shalom. When you say Oysa Shalom, there are three very specific steps. Akev Betzad Goydal. You take three steps back, and while you're taking the steps back, you're bowing. You're not taking 50 steps back. You're not taking 1.5 steps back. It's 3 steps back in a full bow. If you're not able to do a full bow, there are many chiropractors and physical therapists that you could go to mekayim this very simple halacha. Okay, it will take some time to get used to moving. I know people are, but you know, if you need any therapy, we'll start by dropping a $20 bill. You'll see how you're able to bend down. Okay, then think of it that way. Says the Bir Halacha, Ukisha Zoykev, Zoykev Bashem. I'm Magen Avram, Simon Kuf Chavzayin, Shemavar, Ezdas Mahari, the Svirulei, the Bekriya Shabbatchilas Bracha, the bowing and the beginning of the Bracha, Imratza Shaloi Liskaif, if you want not to straighten out, At Samach Lechasima Harashus B'yadai. Meaning, the Magen Avram brings that if you want to remain bowing until the end of the bracha, you could. It's just if you want to straighten out, then you straighten out by Hashem's name. This is a very interesting opinion. That you're not required to straighten out. You could remain bowing the whole time. It's just if you're gonna straighten out, you should do it Bashem. You have to get up immediately. But when it comes to the end of the bracha, where you're chayiv to get up immediately so that it's you're not bowing by the beginning of the next one, azay hu tzach liskoif b'ashem, als Hashem zoykiv kafufim. Otherwise, you don't have to get up at all. It's just, this opinion holds, you don't have to get up, but if you're going to, then you do by zoykiv, Hashem zoykiv kafufim. But not that Hashem zoykiv kafufim obligates you to get up, it's if you're going to get up, do it then. And therefore, those who are noig on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to be bowing, you only have to get up at the end of the bracha and the beginning. But lemaisa, we don't do that. We do not remain bowing. Sif ches hamispalel. If you're davening a bak negdei akam, and while the davening a avodah zarah comes your way, or a idol worshiper, v'yeshlei tumunas avodah zarah biyadai, and he has a getchke. He has an avodah zarah. V'yigia l'makom sheshechen bay. And you're getting up to a place that you would bow down. Lo yishcha, don't bow down. Afo pi shalibay l'shamayim. Even though your heart is to the heavens. Meaning, even though you don't intend to bow down to avodah zarah, you're bowing down to moedim. But if the guy's coming by with the statue of the Buddha, then you don't bow down. So you want to know, says the Mishnah Rabbi Yadai, I'm Magen Avram b'Mashu Kosev de Imhu, I'm Magen Gemaram Kosev Shchalila Hakel Bazeu v'Frat be'Isat Tfila. Look in the Magen Avram regarding what exactly this type of Avodah Zarah is, and the Magen Gemaram says, no, you can't be lenient. By the way, I guess a more clear question would be, a more contemporary question is, what about a cross? You're Davening Shemona Esrei, and there's a you're in a place, there's a cross there. Is that like bowing down to Avodah Zarah? I was about to say it's okay, because Rabbi Vadya has a tshuva that a cross is not an Avodah Zarah. In fact, he wrote a tshuva when King Juan Carlos of Spain gave Rabbi Vadya a cross, and Rabbi Vadya kept it. And he wrote a tshuva that a cross is not Avodah Zarah. It's just a symbol. In fact, a makubal once came to his house, and he said, because his wife brought one in because they were having trouble, and the makubal said, is there Avodah Zarah here? And the Rebbezin was getting nervous, and Rabbi Vadya kicked him out and uncovered him as a fraud. He said, you don't know the halacha. It's not an Avodah Zarah. And Rav Adi was very angry at him. He said, you know, it's wrong. Lemaisa, he brings that Rav Chaim Knievsky says, you should be royally zoher not to bow in front of a cross. But the Kaf HaChaim says that if the guy in front of you has a cross embroidered on their shirt, you're allowed to daven opposite it. Okay, so I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean, did they argue? is it just better not to? It doesn't sound... If it was really an Avodah Zarah, then Reb Chaim wouldn't say Roy Lizar. He would say, you're not allowed to do it. So the answer is, it's not an Avodah Zarah, but it's not the nicest thing to do. Okay. Afal pi... So you shouldn't... the Mishnah Berurah says, Mnei Shener K'mishtach Al-Avod Yitzkechavim. Siftes... Ein lahoisif al ta'arav shal kadosh baruch hu yoseh mehakel hagada hagibra anara. Don't add on to the praises of God more than what's legislated. Hakel hagada hagibra anara. V'davka b'tuah, that's only in Shemona Esrei. V'nei she'in l'shanois mimadbeah shetavu chachamim. Should not change from the format that the rabbis enacted. Aval b'tachanunim, but by supplications, by bakashos, ushvachim, Sha'adam oimer me'atzni, other praises that a person says on their own, less lan ba, there's no problem. Umikamakim nachain, nevertheless it is correct. L'misha yirtze laharech b'shivchei hamakim, somebody who wants to elongate the praises of Hashem, she'yomer oisai b'psukim, that they should say, someone who wants to elongate the praises of Hashem, he should say it in psukim. What does that mean? He should say it in psukim. He should say it by reciting psukim that already exist instead of making up his own words. So he wants to combine various psukim that praise Hashem. So let him do it that way instead of just speaking out his own praises. Okay, Simen Kuf Yudalet. Din haskaras haruach v'geshem v'tal, mentioning wind, rain, and dew. Maschilim leimer bebracha shniyah maser rachamard hagashem. I'm changing the dirsha to gashem. We start to say maser rachamard hagashem. B'tfilas musaf shal yom tov v'achren shal chag. On the musaf tefillah of the last day of Sukkot, the ain poiskim, we don't stop. Ad tfilas musaf shal yom tov v'rishon shal pesach, until the musaf of the first day of Pesach. Why do we say it in Gevurois, Bevracha Shnia, says Mishnah Berurah, Mnei Sheish Bat Tchias HaMesim, because it mentions Tchias HaMesim, HaGeshamim Him Chayim La'olam, rain brings life to the world, K'Tchias HaMesim. By the way, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote a source here, that's why we say it in the second Bracha. Is that what the Gemara in Tainus says? The Gemara in Tainus on Daf Beis says, why do we mention it in Gevurois? Because it's Yoyred B'Gevura. So actually, that's not what the reasoning of the Mishnah Berurah is, not the reasoning of the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah says that the second bracha is Tchias HaMesim, and Geshamim bring life to the world like Tchias HaMesim. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, because they're Yoyred B'Gevura, no? Also, I would say, because since it's a bracha of Gevura, and this is one of the keys, this is another key that Hashem has sole possession of, so it shows the Gevura of Hashem. But okay, the reason the Mishnah Berurah offers is also nice. And we'll hold it over here, okay? We'll pick it up tomorrow in Sivkat on Beis. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.